where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A burst of winter weather this morning is making for a bit of a messy commute in parts of the county. A special weather statement has been issued for Sarnia Lambton. Environment Canada says visibility could be suddenly reduced to less than 800 meters at times due to a brief burst of flurries moving across the region. Motorists are reminded to adjust your driving accordingly. Sarnia police have seized over $165,000 worth of drugs, including fentanyl, cocaine, and crystal methamphetamine. On Tuesday, officers searched an apartment on Indian Road South near Telford Street. Officers also seized a butterfly knife and hydraulic cocaine press. Two Sarnia men, 76 and 22 years old, are both facing several drug trafficking-related charges. A new $24 million state-of-the-art elementary school will soon be opening its doors on the Rapids Parkway. After 8 years in the making and nearly 2 years of construction, Gregory Hogan Catholic School will be handed over to the board next week. Director of Education Scott Johnson says it'll be a great learning environment for the students after they move in following the March break.
Bright and flexible too. Even the furniture inside will allow students to move from individuals to pairing to larger groups. The Learning Commons is bright and allows furniture and digital technology to be leveraged quite freely throughout the environment.
The current Gregory Hogan site on Hogan Drive will undergo interior renovations beginning this spring. The refurbished and upgraded facility will reopen as the new Sacred Heart Catholic School in September 2025. Five former members of Canada's World Junior Hockey Team, who are charged with sexual assault in a 2018 incident, have chosen to be tried by a jury. In a joint statement, their lawyers say the five players selected a jury trial earlier this week. The charges stem from an alleged incident at a London hotel after members of the World Junior Team celebrated a gold medal win. The investigation was reopened in 2022 after initially being closed without charges in 2019. The federal health minister is expected to table a long-awaited bill today meant to pave the way for national pharmacare. Ottawa is also expected to launch a program to cover birth control and diabetes drugs and supplies for anyone with a health card as a condition of a bargain struck with the New Democrats for support in the House of Commons. And if you're looking for history or genealogy books, Lambton County Archives is having a large sale today. Archivist Nicole Izolos says prices begin as low as $1.
These are items that maybe fall outside of our collections mandate, maybe triplicates or quadruplicates of items we already have in the collection, or items that people have shared with us explicitly for the book sale. So we do typically try to find homes for a lot of the material.
The one-day Leap into History book sale will be held from 1 until 6 this evening. Mainly sunny skies for today with a high of +1, clear tonight, a low of -3. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, winds out of the south, a high of 8, cloudy on Saturday, a high of 10.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.